What's up, y'all? Coming at you with another marketing 15 minutes. That's a catchy title, isn't it? It's not a catchy title at all. 15-minute episode. So once again, this whole fall, we are shifting it out a little bit. Rather than doing the Ask Carrots, the lives that we're doing on Facebook, we're switching up with an entire series of about 8 marketing lessons that you can dive into and really start to hone in your marketing skill. Because we talk about in the Carrot Cast a lot the results our clients are getting or my journey and my story in business. But what I have not had a chance to break down until now is how we got there through marketing. Because marketing is the number one thing you need to be doing and learning to make sure that you're growing and sustain. Make sure that you have the skills to grow your business well, no matter what market. Okay. The cool thing is when you learn marketing, then you can grow any business. You can go into, selling whiteboards. I'm looking at a whiteboard right now. You can sell cars. You can sell real estate. You can sell software. It doesn't matter. When you know how to do marketing, you just apply the principles and formulas that I'm walking through in these series to that business. Okay. So what we're going to be talking about today is how to make an irresistible offer. And as a real estate agent or an investor, or if you're another type of entrepreneur listening to this, and the offer is insanely important, but for investors and agents specifically, the offer, the word offer is a little bit different because you guys all day long are making offers on real estate, right? If you're an investor, you're making offers on properties to buy. If you're an agent, you're making offers on behalf of your clients most of the time, unless you're doing both, which we highly suggest if you're an agent or an investor, you should be doing both or heavily collaborating with the other side of the next 3 years as the industry is shifting. So what makes an amazing offer? So I'm going to take you way back. I'm going to take you back to 2007. And this is when I was first getting going, learning how to do marketing. And I was realizing as I was fresh out of college, I had some rental properties under my belt. I had done some business, okay? I had started a little landscaping company where I was doing ponds and just some basic kind of stuff. So nothing really big. It was just mainly a couple random jobs here and there that I would bring in my baseball buddies from college and we would hammer out a job in a few days. And at that time, collect a bunch of cash for a college kid. But I didn't know how to market really well. And so once I got out of college and I started to go, man, I'm going to figure this entrepreneur thing out, I realized that it didn't matter how good I was at actually fulfilling the service that I was going to do if no one was going to buy my service. And so I was out there making offer after offer, and people were saying no after no. And if you guys go back and listen to past episodes of the Carrot Cast where I talk about my journey, there's one specifically called the 8 success steps or my 8 decisions or something like that, where I walk through this phase of my life in detail and the exact things that helped me succeed up to this point. And so I would be making these offers, and I picked up a book by a guy named Mark Joyner. And this book, I don't even know if it's in print anymore. It's old. He has other books since then. But there's a book called The Irresistible Offer by Mark Joyner, Joyner. And it's a really basic book. It's a simple book, but it was exactly what I needed at that time. Because I'm like, man, I just need to learn the basics of how to sell, of how to really present an offer that people can't say no to. Because I was making offers for consulting and other things like that were... I thought decent offers. Hey, I've got this service that does this thing, and here's what it's going to cost for you to hire me. Okay, here's the amount, here's the monthly amount, whatever it is. And I thought, shoot, my price. People are saying no, so it must be my price. So I started lowering my price. I didn't change the offer and the positioning. Now I'm going to tell you what the difference between your offer is and your price, because those are 2 separate things. They're part of it, but they're separate. So I kept on lowering my price, eventually to where I got to be where I was doing stuff for free. Okay, I'm like, no one's saying yes to this stuff anyway. How do I make it so I just actually can go out there and add value and I can just learn stuff? I'm already not getting paid. I might as well start just going and suggesting things to people for free. Hey, I think if you change this on your website, if you change this in your marketing, it'll work really well. And just go ahead and do it. Or I could do it for you. I'm not going to charge you a dime. I just want to see you succeed. I was doing those types of things. And that was one of my breakthroughs. But here's the deal. That was an irresistible offer for them, but they didn't believe it. And I'm going to be talking about one of the elements of an irresistible offer needs to be believability. Many of them didn't believe it. They thought there was a catch, and there wasn't a catch. I was just wanting to help them out. And in my mind, I'm like, man, if I can really help someone succeed and this works really well, maybe then at the back end, they'll want to then hire me for something. And that's exactly what happened is people started to say, well, shoot, yeah, go ahead and do that. They ended up getting a good result. And then they're like, man, I can't not hire you now because of how good the result is. So how does this relate to an investor or an agent or any other type of business? Well, as a real estate agent, the offer that I'm talking about is not the offers you're making to buy to sellers, okay? The offer is the offer of your services. How is it that people choose to work with you versus another real estate agent? That's what I'm talking about. How do you craft that offer? Because you guys are all offering pretty much the same service, right? You're offering the service to put a house on the MLS and then to show people houses and represent buyers and sellers. Unless you're doing some sort of other kind of non-traditional, you know, a flat fee brokerage or something like that, that is a different offer. And I'll talk about how to make them irresistible. But most agents, 95% of agents are doing the same thing. The commission's, you know, around the same. So everyone's out there with a very similar product. So then you look at it and go, well, shoot, how does one decide between one agent and the next? Well, it's usually going to be your personality or your authority, as we teach in other episodes of the Carrot Cast and on our webinar. You can just go check out our content at carrot.com/authority. Carrot.com/authority. We have an entire webinar there. You can check out the replay that shows how to build local niche authority in your market and win as a real estate agent or investor. Okay, so if people aren't going to be choosing because of your price or because of what you do, which everyone pretty much offers the same thing, then it really can only go back to their relationship with you and or are you the authority in that they want to work with, right? But let's go pull back to the offer now. So I was down in California at a mastermind for agents called The Closing Table. Amazing mastermind, really crazy, crazy high level people put on by Sam Karamian and Oliver Graf of Big Block Realty. And one of the agents there, his offer was amazing. And I'm looking at this going, man, that's an irresistible offer. Most of the other agents in the room were doing great work and they were throwing in things like, hey, we throw in a cool gift basket, or hey, our marketing is a part of our offer. We have a really amazing proprietary marketing process where we do this, and that, and it helps things sell fast. That's cool. That's not an offer. That's a feature and a benefit of your service. That's not an offer, okay? But what this one agent stepped up and did, he said, man, we're here in California. And what we've been doing to stand out is we will go and talk with our sellers, and we say, hey, here's what you could probably get for the house if you listed it on the market today. But in this market, if the bathroom looks like this and the kitchen looks like this, and you put a fresh coat of paint on and maybe change these floors out, it'll go from $350,000 to $475,000. And so here's his offer. He didn't say, hey, you go do the renovation and come back to me. He said, I've got a deal for you. What if I put up all the money? What if I bring my contractor crew in and do all the work? Okay. And I do the entire renovation plan that you approve the thing. And then you have to guarantee that I list the house. Okay. And then everything over this amount, I then get this percent of that amount. So right now we can list it for $350,000 and I'll get my normal commission, the 3% of that, okay? And you'll get everything but that and then the $350,000. Or we can do this work. It's gonna take about $40,000 of my own cash and my crew. It'll take us 6 weeks to do the work. And then we can put it on the market and we can sell it for $475,000. So rather than him as the agent making, so $369,000, you know, about 11 or, you know, 10 to 12 grand for his commission, if he's just getting one side of it, 3%, now he's going, cool, I'm going to get that same 3% for that part of it, the $350,000. But then for the $350,000 to $475,000, now I'm getting 20% of that extra profit. So right there, that's an extra 100 and what is it? That's 125 grand. So he's going to be getting an extra $20,000 plus in that part of it, because he's helping his clients earn an extra $100,000 plus than they would have otherwise. And that's an amazing offer. Hey, I will list your house. I will put up the money to renovate it. I will bring in my crew. We will get it done in this amount of time. And then if we're able to sell it for this amount, I just get a portion of the extra money that I help you with. How does that sound? They're all going to say yes to it. And they did. And he ended up making a lot of profit and an amazing service. And the cool thing is, because those people see the quality of the work that his construction crew has, then when they buy a house, they oftentimes want to do some work and they bring him in again. And then they start telling their friends about it because of his offer. His offer was irresistible. So I want to break down what it takes to create an irresistible offer. And I'm just reading from this book, The Irresistible Offer. I haven't picked up this book in over 10 years. So it's kind of cool going back to how I originally learned my very first baby steps of how to make a great offer. Okay. So this right here on page 52 says the irresistible offer creation process, what you do in chronological order. So it basically says your first step is to develop a high ROI offer. You know, before you do anything else, you create something that provides an obvious return on investment for the customer. If you don't do this, there's no point in going any farther or in staying in business. So if you're a real estate investor or a real estate agent, what is the high ROI offer? What is the massive return on investment for your customer that you're going to give them, okay? For an investor, it could be that you're going to put more money in their pocket. It could be that you're going to save them a bunch of time. It could be both of those things. It could be that you're going to help them move and you're going to pay for their moving expenses, okay? It could be a guarantee that you have in there, whatever it is. What is the massive ROI that your client is going to get? It's not just money, but time, everything else that goes with it. Now, as your real estate agent, the same thing. What's the massive ROI your client's going to get? So if you're working with buyers, they are getting an ROI. You need to stop thinking that you are just essentially a glorified Uber driver that drives them around to different houses, because that's going to get commoditized out and you'll go out of business if that's your primary offer. Okay, but your primary offer should be something about, if you're looking for buyers, that on average, we help our clients we help our clients pay 10% less than market value or whatever it is. Or on average, we save our clients 14 hours and over $20,000 versus going it alone or working with less experienced agents, okay? There's something there in you being a buyer's broker that adds value, that has a massive ROI for them. Here's an example from my broker when we bought our house here on the river. Is an expensive house, and I've never bought a house in the river, but they owned a house in the river. They're the authority of river homes. They've sold a lot of them, and they actually helped us see some things that saved us $30,000 plus in extra expenses that they caught because they're an expert. That right there is a massive ROI. Hey, if you're looking to buy a home in the river, on average, we save our clients $37,000 in things that we catch that they don't because of our experience. And we also know the parts of town and where the deals are coming out and da-da-da-da. So you can be the first to find your dream property and your dream home because we are the ones who see this more than anybody else. That's a massive ROI. I'm like, man, so I might miss out on my dream property in the North Umpqua River if I work with another agent versus these ones. Man, if I work with a less experienced agent like my Aunt Betty because she's got a license versus these people, and Aunt Betty doesn't live in the river and she hasn't sold a bunch of river homes, I might be costing myself $37,000 extra because we're missing something. Jeez, that's big. Okay, so that's something you need to show the high ROI offer. The next thing is create a compelling touchstone. So a touchstone essentially in this book, and this is what kind of got me into marketing messaging, a touchstone in this book is kind of like your really quick, compelling message that you put out to the world. And I'm going to read a few from this book. And like I said, this isn't the process I follow today. It's just ingrained in my own brain now. But this is where I learned it. So I thought, shoot, let's just go ahead and read some of these because this is where I learned it and it worked for me. Now you can learn more advanced stuff as you go, and I can teach you more advanced stuff if you want to. But on page 43, Domino's Pizza, right? Their touchstone is pizza hot and fresh to your door in 30 minutes or less, or it's free. That's amazing, right? The offer is you're going to get amazing pizza and it's going to be fast. Okay, that's the offer. Great pizza and it's going to be fast. And their touchstone, their tagline that they use in their commercials, their tagline that they use everywhere. And this is what your touchstone is it can't be, hey, list with me. Can't be, hey, have a great experience working with me as an agent. It can't be, hey, sell your house fast, because all of the other investors and agents say the same thing. Okay, what can you say in your touchstone or marketing phrase or whatever the heck you want to call it that stands out, that shows the clear value, that really wraps them in? Pizza, hot and fresh to your door in 30 minutes or less, or it's free. No one else in the industry was saying that at that time. That's what helped them grow. Okay, so what they're selling is fast pizza. Okay, what's in it for them is pizza immediately. And here's why you should trust us. If we don't keep our promise, then you basically have dinner for free, right? Columbia House Records. I'm 37, so I remember when I was a kid, my parents would get these Columbia House Records things in the mail, and you would take those little stamps and you'd put them on the CDs that you wanted. And Columbia House's Records touchstone. So there were a million people selling CDs back in the day. So Columbia House says, how do we make it so we can set up a program where we automatically ship people CDs every month? We're the biggest CD seller in the US, and we have to come up with a really compelling offer to do so. If they just went out there and said, hey, we've got CDs of all these amazing people and just come to us because we're cool people and we're awesome, they wouldn't have done well. But they came up with an offer that was irresistible. The Touchstone, 10 CDs for 1 cent. 10 CDs for 1 cent. Now, you had to read the fine line, the fine print, right, to check it out. But what they were selling was cheap CDs. How much will it cost you? Well, just a penny. Okay, and what's in it for you? Cheap music, okay? Unless you actually sign up for their thing long term. So FedEx, let's read through FedEx, right? So FedEx, Touchstone, when it absolutely, positively has to be there overnight. That's crazy, right? Because you're thinking about reliability at that point. So their offer is reliability. Their offer is, man, when I really got to get it there, do I trust the post service, the post office to do this? Man, UPS, like, do I trust them? Man, FedEx, they're just saying, like, that is their thing. They are going to own overnight delivery. They're going to own on-time delivery. What can you own and put in your marketing message that's a part of your offer? So what they're selling, once again, is overnight delivery. How much, what's in it for you is delivery made overnight, and you know you're out of that you're now not in that bind that you were in because you got that thing to that client overnight or whatever it is. Okay, here's why you should trust us. How can you have more trustworthy than Federal Express, right? So here's a couple. There's no more in this book, but I'm gonna start to dive into my own stuff now. Okay, so I'm gonna wrap it up with this is your first step is to develop a high ROI offer. Your second step is to create a compelling touchstone or compelling phrase that illustrates your high value offer. And they're really quick and really simply rather than you having to explain it for 10 minutes. And then the third step is believability. And this is where we've talked about it a lot. And then this is a part of your offer. We've talked about it a lot that people need to believe that you can follow through on it. That's where it's really important to get at least a handful of really good testimonials up on your website. Go back and listen to my podcast episode called The Credibility Score or Your Credibility Score, where I talk about everything you should be putting on your website to build your credibility, win more leads, and close more leads into deals. And the reason that a lot of people might not be choosing you if you have a website without much credibility or any is because of believability. They go, well, it looks like they can buy my house fast and it says for cash, but do I believe them? Let me go back to Google, find another carrot website where the person has put videos up there, video posts, they're using content, they're building authority, they have a good about page, and they look like people that are awesome and nice, and they have a dog, and you know, they have a small team, and I see Brian there, he looks like a good guy, he's not an axe murderer. And then there's these testimonials, people have worked with them before, and I've got the same pain, fears, frustrations as those people, and those people got it solved by this company. That seems believable. Cool, I'm gonna go work with them, okay? Don't make people work to want to work with you. You should make it crazy easy. Or vice versa on the real estate agent side of things. There's a million agents in town, y'all. And the cool and frustrating thing for an agent is everybody knows 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 real estate agents. Okay, no one does not know an agent. So how is it that you stand through? Well, believability's got to be a part of it. Now, the way that you actually present your information now, so you don't present your offer in that way. You don't present it with your high ROI offer. Let's do the touchstone and now believability. You mix it up. You lead with your touchstone, okay? You lead with your touchstone, okay? Fast cash offer, cash in your hand in 7 days, you know, guaranteed. Or there's a touchstone I saw for a real estate agent up in Eugene as I was driving through there. You know, we will sell your house for the price you want or I will buy it from you, okay? That's an amazing touchstone. They're guaranteeing that I'm gonna get a price that we agree on that's fair, okay? Either it's going to sell at the market or the agent's going to buy it from me. Okay, that's an amazing touchstone. Okay, what's another one? Express Home Buyers, a good friend of mine, Brad Chandler. On his website, he has a very, very clear touchstone. Okay, offer in 7 minutes or less. Like they're going to give you an offer in under seven. It was either 7 minutes or 7 hours or something like that. Okay, but it was something like that. So an offer in 7 minutes or less. Bam. So I don't have to wait a day. I don't have to wait. I can get an offer like right now. That's crazy cool. Okay, so start to think about that. What? How do you stand out, okay? And once again, y'all, I'm not talking about the offers that you are making to sellers of properties. I'm not talking about the offers that agents are making on behalf of buyers, okay? I'm talking about the offer that you're making to win a client over to work with you, okay? So a real estate investor, you've got to decouple these two things. You have to decouple the offer as far as the price you're sending to people and the terms. That's not the offer I'm talking about. That is a part of your offer, but I'm talking about what is it that people see as your overall offering, why they should work with you, okay? So those are the three things there. First, your touchstone, offer in 7 minutes or less, or guaranteed highest price offer, otherwise I will pay you $1,000. Or if you're a real estate agent, your house sold in under 60 days, you know, or $1,000 cash in your pocket. Like something like that is really compelling, okay? The area's number one agent. That's not an offer. That's not compelling. That's not a touchstone. Everybody and their dog can say that. Say something that cracks through the clutter to make an amazing, compelling offer. Then here's some things you can add on there to make it even better. So once you have the core elements there, then I'll wrap it up with this, is you can add on things to reverse the risk from people. And I'm gonna give you three tips here that if you add these to your offers, for your clients, it's going to massively impact and make your stuff more effective. The first thing is a guarantee. Okay, if you come by Carrot, y'all, one of the biggest things I ever did in my marketing 10 years ago was I started adding guarantees to everything. And what you want to do is when someone's looking to work with someone, there's always a risk. There's always a risk that they feel. And you want to reverse the risk. You want to take the risk and take it off of them and off of their lap and put it onto your shoulders. Take the risk off of their shoulders and put it onto your shoulders. And I'm going to run through a few examples on how you can do that and how we've done it. So with Carrot, if you come and join Carrot, it's very clear on the plans page. It says your 30-day money back guarantee. If for any reason you don't like Carrot, within your first 30 days, let us know and we'll give you your money back. So you don't have to, you're not putting that $100 or $150 at risk at all. You're just like, you're putting it out there, right? You got to put your card in, but then you have a full 30 days to try us out. And so all of the risk is on us. Like you could use our software for 30 days. You could get results in it. You could get value from it. And then technically, if someone was a jerk, they could then say, day 29, you know, not for me. And then we would refund your money if you asked for it. Okay. So that right there, all of the risk is on us. None of it's on you. A previous company of mine, where it was a publishing company, we actually doubled the risk takeaway. We said, hey, if you don't like it for any reason within 30 days, let us know. And this is a physical thing we sent to them. Let us know and we'll refund you. But also, you will get to keep the entire product in your house. You don't have to ship it back. Second guarantee is if you use the information in this product and you show us that you implemented the steps, and then you get results because we're so confident you will, we want to leverage that as a case study. And in exchange for that, we will also give you your money back. Okay, so either way, there's no risk for you. If it didn't work for you and you felt it wasn't a fit within 30 days, Oxen, let us know. We'll send you your money back and you get to keep the course. If it did work, even if it was 8 months out, because we know it works when you actually do the steps, as long as you show us the steps that you did and you did all the steps, we will give you your money back because we want to use your case study. Okay, there's no risk. Okay, let's talk about agents and investors now. Okay, so how do you as a real estate investor offer a guarantee? One of the biggest things that a lot of investors have gotten into is they put all these back out clauses into their stuff so they can back out of transactions, which has created a really bad name for wholesalers in general. Okay, so if you are someone who is going to buy the property, I would make that an offer. I would make that in my offer. I would say, here's my touchstone. Here's the value we're providing. And then here's the details. So we have an offer guarantee. If we make you an offer, we guarantee that we will close on the offer or we'll give you $5,000 cash. Okay, that is amazing because people look at it and go, man, they must be really confident they're going to close on this thing. Okay, they guarantee that they're going to close on this or they will give us $5,000 cash. That's strong, y'all. That's strong. Someone better be using that, better be stealing it. Okay. Another thing for an agent, what could you do? Let's see, if you're really confident in your sales process, especially for houses in certain parts of town, you could give a guarantee house sold, money in your pocket within 60 days, otherwise blah. Or you could give another guarantee that, hey, if we sell your house within 30 days, here's our commission. But you know what? If it takes over 60 and if it takes over 90 or whatever this is, our commission shrinks because we want to serve you. That's a guarantee, okay? It's a commission. It's a commission backup guarantee. The longer it takes us to sell your house, the less money we're gonna put in our pockets, the more money we're gonna put in your pockets. That's a guarantee. That's amazing. Now you have to be really confident in your services to be able to offer a guarantee. So anyone that's listening to this say, man, I can't do that. You're probably not all that confident in your services. You probably need to be more confident. Find out what is the thing you're amazing at that you over-deliver on and guarantee on that. Guarantee on the thing that you're amazing at and you over-deliver on, okay? Here's another couple ways you can make your offer stronger. So the guarantee is just, I never have anything nowadays, y'all, that I offer that is not a guarantee. Carrot Camp is even a guarantee. If you come, if you buy Carrot Camp and you come and you sit through the whole first day and you feel Carrot Camp wasn't a fit for you, I'm going to give you $3,000 back, okay? And I haven't done this yet, but I'm even thinking about doing this. I'll give you $3,000 back and I will fly you back home. Okay. Cause I just know our product is so, it changes lives when people come to Carrot Camp. No one's going to do that. No one is going to sit here unless they're dishonest, make it through the end of the first day and do that. That's how confident I am this is going to change your life. And that's how confident I am in backing it with a guarantee. So your level of guarantee shows your confidence level in delivering for your client. Your level of guarantee shows your confidence level in delivering that element for your client. If you don't feel you can guarantee something, I'd really shore up and work on to build the confidence in that part of your business. So some other things you can do to make your offers better. Okay. Number one, I would make more of them. One of the biggest things people do is they think, well, shoot, you know, the offers I'm putting out there aren't working. You just need to 10x your offers. Okay. If you're making 30 offers a month, make 300 offers a month. Okay. Start making 10 offers a day. And then you're going to start to see everything better. When you stack on the guarantee and you stack on your touchstone, and you stack on these other things, then more of those offers will get accepted. Okay. So that's the basics of it. If you are wanting to dive into the book that I dove into years ago, back in 2007. So shoot, 12 years ago as of the time I'm recording this, it's just called The Irresistible Offer by Mark Joyner. And then after that, I dove into a lot more detailed, a lot more advanced. This is a very beginner's book, but a lot more advanced stuff that's kind of taken us where we are today. So I want to ask you a question. Is your offer irresistible or is it passable? If your offer is just like everybody else's, then you're relying on your pretty face or your relationship with those clients, your authority that you're hopefully building with Carrot. If you don't have authority, clear authority in your market where people know that you're the expert in these niches and you don't have a great offer, then you're relying on your warm network to be referring you, which eventually that's not going to work. Eventually that's not going to work as well and you will be commoditized out. So come up with an amazing offer, okay? Come up with an amazing touchstone that you can communicate that value you've got, like the Domino's one and the FedEx one, in a short amount of time, one sentence or so. Okay. Like us with Carrot, it's stop losing leads. Okay. How many leads and deals are you okay with losing this year because of underperformance of your website? Like right there, we're going to help you stop losing leads. And your website's underperforming right now. Bring it over to Carrot. It's going to perform better. All right. So y'all have an amazing rest of the day. My math isn't good. This was not a 15-minute episode. It was a 26-minute episode. But hopefully this is kind of like a little bit of a masterclass for you to make your offers better. We're going to come back with another episode in this marketing series on another topic that is going to make your marketing even better. Then what I would do is I would buzz through the whole series again and beef up your marketing. Okay? So guys, let's do it. Let's grow our businesses. Go back and leave a review. Leave a rating on Apple iTunes or Apple Podcasts, what it's called now. And guys, you know what? One thing that I'm really, really proud of is what you guys are doing right now. I went over and looked at, we have a shelf in my office where our clients send me physical letters all the time. And I was just reading through those just in gratitude this morning. And I'm going to read off one of the reviews that, let me pull it up here, awesomeness, pulling up our awesomeness thread. I'm going to read off one of the recent CarrotCast reviews that just really, really hit me hard. It was amazing. I loved it. And this comes from Robert Grand. I'm actually reading two of them, Robert Grand and Keith Sant. So Robert Grand, man, I appreciate it. Big shout out to you, man. He left this review on Apple Podcasts. Guys, go over there and leave us a review. It helps us get our message out to more people. But I started with Carrot looking to move my company into the investment space. I realized they can help me crush it as a realtor too. I love listening to this podcast because it helps me with understanding what it really takes to create a winning marketing strategies and investing in real estate. Trevor's perspective in life, business relationships is awesome. I love how caring the Carrot team is when I ask questions. Simply put, if you need a tech team on your side for a fraction of the cost or even a million times less than the cost of having all the people they do, then using Carrot and connecting to the Carrot ecosystem is going to help you in your business. Robert Grant out of Eugene, Oregon. Dude, appreciate you and love you. Keith Sant, another shout out to a podcast review. This is an amazing podcast for any entrepreneur that's looking to take their business and life to the next level. Learn about marketing, strategy, outsourcing, team building, leadership, sales, negotiations, how to live a more balanced and fulfilled life, and a whole lot more, all from a guy who really cares about his customers and community. Keith, I love you, man. Guys, have an amazing rest of the week. Go check out my resources on building authority, carrot.com/authority. Check out that webinar replay and grow your business. Become a great marketer, and we'll talk soon.